Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens,
the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs, okay? Hi, I'm Ronnie. Guess who I'm with?
His name is Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie.
How
What's
are you?
up? Oh, I'm just so well. Just got back from my cooking class slash video shoot. It was wonderful.
Oh, good. Well, everybody, welcome to Real Housewives of Potomac Day here on Watch What Crappens. Another really good episode. You know, Candace, that's it. So a couple things. This is on demand today. So if you guys want this on video, go to Patreon, sign up for the on demand level. Okay. You'll see us on video. Yep. We also did Salt Lake City on demand, and I think we're going to do another on demand this week just for fun. Just throw a little extra in there.
Yeah.
Okay. To
for Beverly
say
Hills.
Thank you for everybody who supports us. Okay. Also, tonight we are doing our new show slash room on Spotify Green Room app. It's called Take a Seat. To listen to it, show up at 7 p.m. Pacific time or 10 p.m. Eastern time on the Spotify Green Room app. Just search our names, Ben Mandelker, at Ben Mandelker. And my name on that is at Take a Seat because I had to name myself after the show. Because that's just how it works, okay? And once you follow us on there, once we start, you will get notifications. We're going to be talking some Bravo stuff, some non-Bravo stuff. It's not a recap show. So we just talk. We talk to you guys. You guys are brought up from the audience to give your opinions and stuff. It's really fun. So join us for that. It's free, okay?
Yeah. I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at there you are. Actually, Ronnie, you should know. That your name is your account name is Ronnie Karam. It's that your casual name is Take a Seat on the app. So it's the other way around. But either way, if you do a search for Ronnie Karam, you're gonna see Take a Seat. And then you just follow Ronnie in that way, and you will get once he goes on, you'll get the alert. And everything will be great. Okay,
so we're gonna do that tonight, but right now it's time for the moment we've all been waiting for, guys. Seeing Candace Dillard in action in her music video. I know we've all been waiting for it. Listen, it's not up to me how people spend their money, but I do love to see it spent, and I've been really excited to see how Dorothy's money has been spent. Okay.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I think she is a pioneer, right? Because when you think about some of our most famous videos, especially in the R&B space, we think of backdrops like, I don't know, like Los Angeles, like Venice Beach or Miami or, you know, New York City or Chicago or, you know, there's so many like bright lights, big city, glamorous backgrounds. And I was like, thank you for being an innovator, Candace Dillard, and saying, no, we're going to shoot this in a parking lot in rural Maryland. And you know what? And she killed it.
Yeah. So it just dawned on me again for whatever reason that Robin's tagline is just about being late. So just in case people are wondering what we have to look forward to the rest of the season with Robin, there you go.
There you go. I have to say, Ronnie, I really like the way this episode opened because, as you have mentioned many, many times, and as I have co-signed, this show has probably the best interstitial music because it's like that. I always forget the name of it. It's the genre of music, go-go, from that region where it's like a lot of. And this time, I don't know if you noticed this, Ronnie, but when they opened up the episode, they went. And then they cut to two ducks going. Quack, quack. And I was like, wow, the integration of the quacks into the music was really, it was next level, next level.
The music in this whole episode was popping. It was really, really good. I might do a video of I was trying to get enough footage of Candace dancing in her video to use to this music. I don't know why that came to my head earlier, but I was like, you know what? I really need to do Candace dancing to the Real Housewives of Potomac music. And I was like, get a life. Literally get a life. So I took an online piano class instead. But there you go. It was in my head because the music is so good.
Have her dance to your piano class.
God, my thighs are just stuck to this freaking chair. You know, this is what I do for this show. I stopped using this. Hear that? That creaky
what?
Chair. I stopped using my creaky office chair so I wouldn't creak the whole show because I know I've
got to
be making people crazy. And so now I'm just on this flat pleather like dining room chair from Target. And my fat is just, the pleather is going to grow into my fat. Okay, that's how it feels. My legs are just stuck to this chair. It hurts.
I never heard your creaking chair, or at least I don't remember hearing it. And I think that you, we do so much podcasting. I think you deserve to be in comfort. I think everyone can deal with a few little squeaks and whatever noises.
My thighs.
Yeah, no, you can't. No, you cannot have sticky thighs during this.
Oh, okay. So there's that visual, everybody. You're welcome. Okay. Quack, so, another thing, I really love when shows recast. I love when they did it on Facts of Life. I love when they did it on Bewitched. I love a good recast, and especially a reality show, because it's got to be hard to find someone to play Dorothy. But who is this woman playing Dorothy? This doesn't even look anything like Dorothy. Who the hell is this person?
It's a, you know, there's always a new Dorothy. It's like the Murphy Brown secretary, right? It's always so. It's always someone new every season. It's great. I love it.
Did she just get a new face or what? I mean, whatever she did, she looks great still.
I actually think it's the best iteration of her so far. Well, first of all, her hair. I loved what her hair is looking like in this episode. She may have gotten some fillers. I'm not sure. I'm really bad at knowing when people have gotten fillers or when they just have a sucking candy in. Yeah. But I thought she looked great, and her makeup was on point. Like, I think in the past she sort of had like that
makeup
kicked on. Yeah, I think in the past we've seen her with like anchor lady makeup. So I thought Dorothy was in a great place. She looked great.
She's in a great place. She just looks very different to me. So, you know, it's Dorothy. So she's going through Candace's house. She's criticizing everything, which I love. Mm-hmm. And she's looking at the buffet and she's like, well, I was looking for something different, Candace. And I'll do us all a favor and not do that the whole time. But she's basically like, yeah, I love this buffet, but you went with this one. So this looks old. Do you call that distressed? So it's supposed to look like this. Okay. I thought that was just your taste in men. Do you need a buffet version of Chris? Is that what you need? Is it?
And Candace is busy putting away her Mackenzie child, like giant tea kettles that are the size of like, you know, tires, and she's putting those away and she's saying, yes, that is how it's supposed to look. She goes, the distressed look is in, which would I don't think the distressed look is in just because everyone around you always seems distressed by your presence. That just means it's around, it's not necessarily in. So then Dorothy's in the kitchen and she's like, so does Chris enjoy cooking in here? Kay's like, yes, he likes cooking in here. Oh, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. We love that. Dorothy's basically just scanning for evidence she can use against Chris at the right moment.
Yeah, she's basically criticizing every single thing. She's like, oh, you're going to put candelabras on the the sofa. So you like this? This is on purpose? This wasn't an accident, this sofa?
Yeah, and basically Candace is saying that Dorothy's visits, if not more, she visits more now, almost, it seems like. And so now they're in the living room, and there's this enormous mirror, which I don't know if we commented on that or not in the past, but there's this huge mirror, and which is already kind of like tacky and so appropriate for Candace. Of course, Candace has an enormous mirror. And then she tells us that she's planning, or she tells her mom, they're planning to put two huge candelabras on either side of the mirror. So it's like they're really just like investing in this like mirror showpiece, and they're just gonna make it even more gaudy than it is right now. And you just know that Dorothy's just like, oh God, bless this child, this terrible, terrible child I brought into this world.
Were you triggered by the pillow flattening?
Yes, actually, I was, because Dorothy was like, she was arranging the pillows on the sofa, which she said was a starter sofa. There was no way that's not a starter sofa. In defense of Candace, that sofa was many thousands of dollars, and it was not a starter. So she's taking the pillows, and she's like trying to fluff them, and she just starts patting them on the front. And I was like, what have we learned from Lisa Rinna? What have we learned about how to do a pillow, Ronnie? What have we learned?
Chop it. You got to chop it.
Chop on top. Even Candace said so. She's like, Mom, you don't do it like that. She's like, no, I'm just showing you what it could be. don't know. Very upset by that.
Then we go over to Grace and Giselle learning to drive. Grace did get her learner's permit, but now she actually has to learn how to drive, which I forgot that's how it worked.
You know, it's funny because earlier in the season, I was rooting for Grace to get that learner's permit. And now I take it all back. I don't think she should be out on the roads. I think this is not a good idea. We have seen the parent teaching the kid how to drive scene on Bravo many times. It's the typical, you know, silly music plays. It's a ha 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 thing and freaking out. this was the first time where it really felt like a danger to everyone involved. This was a very dangerous scene to be shot.
This is the first time we've almost seen cameramen get manslaughtered, for sure.
This was literally like watching Toons as the Driving Cat learning how to drive. The car was up on the curb. It was like over the... I mean, I don't know why they didn't have Grace just appear in the music video at the end, just come careening in with that Gucci Mini and just like crash into everything.
And it's that Gucci Fiat, which I just want to see get wrecked, you know, because I still have my trauma over my Fiat, which had a rattling glove compartment that I could never figure out. Okay. So every time I see that stupid Gucci Fiat, I'm like, oh, rattling, damn rattling glove compartment. Like it makes me mad every single time. So Giselle's like, I don't care if she crashes it. It's Jamal's. He just left it behind. What did Jamal get? Didn't Jamal get something? Didn't he get one of her cars?
I don't know. I don't remember what he got, but I just know he has terrible taste in Fiats. And I know some of you guys have the Gucci Fiat because the first time we complained about it, people were like, hey, I have one of those. And I say, God bless. And I do not retract my statement. Whatever makes you happy is fine. I'm just talking about what makes me happy, and it's not the Gucci Fiat.
Yeah. So then we go over to Mia's house, and one of the kids has to do a school or whatever, and she tells us, when I first met Gordon, he owned 14 franchises, so since then I've taken more of a leadership role, and he's home with the kids.
Yeah, so she FaceTimes her mom, as one in a leadership role does, and she's just talking to Veronica, and she's like, well, Mom, I thought it'd be great to have you mish a little bit more with the kids. So do you want to come and get ice cream with them? And she's like, yeah. And then they have some small talk, and they start talking about someone named Rashida, who I'm assuming is Mia's sister, because she talks about how she has a younger sister and brother and an older sibling. And the mom lives with the sister, and they have a codependent relationship. And I think Mia feels, she says that makes Mia feel bad. I guess Mia probably feels a little left out, right?
Well, yeah, she feels left out, and she feels gel that her sister is sucking up all the free childcare, you know, because you get grandma.
That's right.
And what's grandma doing? She's living, taking care of fucking Rashida's kids. And she's like, well, and you know that Mia resents it because she's like, my sister has kids and doesn't have a husband or anyone, so mom takes care of her. So she kind of like husband shames her, and then she's jealous of the free child care, which
she is,
I get, but you're rich, you know.
Yeah. So then she finished talking with her mom, but then the scene continues. At this point, we have to imagine that the producers are starving, because for some reason we keep having lengthy cutaways to the eggs that Mia's making. Did you notice that?
Yes.
They would be talking and we'd just be looking at eggs. She'd be like, well, I just had a talk with my mom and it's always so hard. And I'm like, is this the egg talking? Why am I looking at a pile of scrambled eggs right now?
Yeah, whenever they show stuff like that on Bravo, I stare at it. Like, I'm like, what are we supposed to see right now? Really, all I learned from this scene is that Mia cooks very hard eggs.
Very, very hard eggs.
She's very into well-done eggs.
Okay. She makes a lot of eggs, actually. I feel like we see her make eggs quite a bit. But yeah. So she starts talking to Gordon about Chris being a husbanger, because she's going to – the music video shoot is the next day and everything. And she goes, imagine if I had just opened the massage envy spa and I was like trying to have you like so involved because it was new to me and I was wearing a gown because we wear gowns at my massage envy. And then like I realized very quickly you need to get the hell away from anything because like we can't have two CEOs.
There's only one person that can go into a shop at a time and move pamphlets to the center of the table, G. All right.
If I move the pamphlets to the left and you move them to the right, who does that serve?
So then we see a clip of her at work with Gordon and when the spa was being built. And she tells somebody, she goes, oh my God, you brought the architecture. She met the architect. I just love when they show stupid Mia scenes.
It originally was just a bunch of building supplies gathered together, but finally someone decided to introduce the concept of architecture to it.
So Mia is like, well, it's going to be rough having a husband jerk because that carries into the bedroom. And we all know when the bedroom is floundering, your relationship is plundering. The fuck?
Wondering. My favorite character in Little Mermaid was Flounder.
Yeah, your relationship starts robbing sinking ships.
Oh, did she say plunder or flunder? Either way, it's wrong, but I thought she said flunder.
I don't
did
know.
She say plunder?
I don't know.
Your marriage plunders. Is going to plunder?
I don't know. I wrote flunders. So Mia, basically, she's like, yeah, I was telling her, girl, like, if you continue down this road, you're going to be a one-hit wonder and your album's going to flop. Okay.
Well, I have some bad news for Mia. I think that might be an inevitability anyway.
So then we get Karen. Sniffing a candle because she's just gotten her candle samples. And so she's talking to Robin, the publicist. And it's like, Robin, it's yummy. Yes, yes, Robin. It has 3 wicks.
Yes, this is great news. Let me see. Three wicks in case one goes wrong, because you got 2 nostrils. You always have to have 1 wick per nostril to smell them all. Yes, yes, yes. Delicious.
Well, now, La Dame has its own candle. Now, everyone knows I do discovery. I do product development. I do Ray. Ooh, different conversation. So, it's been in the works for 1.5 years. I know Wendy has a very nice candle, but there's no comparison. My candle has 3 wicks, and her candle has 1 wick. It's for a smaller room, like a powder room. What I'm trying to say is that 3-wick candles are for ballrooms, 1-wick candles are for poop rooms, rooms where you poop. Stomach-emptying chambers, if you will.
Now, I know what you're saying. If you wanted to have cover as much area as one of my candles, you just have to buy 3 of Wendy's candles, which I guess would give her more money, but, you know, 3 wicks. 3 wicks. Great business decision by me.
Wendy is an intelligent, beautiful, educated woman, and I'm sure she's going to deliver a huge load, preferably in a room that one of her wicks is in, so she can enjoy her success.
I love that Karen is really, like, doubling down on the 3-wick innovation. Like, I thought it was just like a passing thing in like an interview a few weeks ago, but she's really like, 3 wicks! 3 wicks does the trick!
And so, acting like she didn't totally steal this candle idea right off of Wendy, and that she's really been developing this like for 10 years, like it's the new Tesla.
Well, she's literally acting like she discovered, you know, nuclear fusion or something like that. Like, this will innovate all of sense across the entire world. 3 wicks. 3. It's literally like, what was it in Something About Mary, the crazy guy who's like, you know, 7-minute abs, and then Ben Stiller makes a joke like, well, about 6 abs, 6-minute abs. Just, no, you can't do 6 minutes. It's like Karen with the 3 wicks.
Must six have 3 wicks. 6 wicks of separation. You are 3 wicks away from Kevin Bacon.
So now we cut to Wendy with her candle, and Eddie, she's in her office, and she asks Eddie to come in, and she's like all like in a, she has her glasses on because she's gonna be very professional right now, and she says, you know, I know that we talked about my home essential line, and I have been thinking about the business plan I put together, and I want to present it to you now. So yeah. This is
and now
big
Wendy,
moments.
Poor Wendy only has a single wick, but she is sure to get a shot of her holding her single wick with her degree above her head. So let's not get it twisted, okay? Wendy's no dummy here. So yeah, she gives him his pitch, and she tells us she's worked really hard on her business plan, which basically meant Google, right? So she's like, I've been doing some thinking around Oye Home Essentials. I want to break down some trends and themes. And then it's like cut, like an hour has passed. All strength is encompassing, blah, 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 an hour has passed. Not just scents, but ulterior lines of home decorations. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
no
and Eddie's just
an
like...
an hour-long pitch for a damn candle, okay? And what's an ulterior line of home decoration?
Yeah, I don't think you have to, like, pitch the concept of why you need to do a candle. I mean... people buy candles. Everyone buys candles. Everyone makes candles. So Eddie's
candles,
just like bored.
So your shit doesn't stink. Okay, there it is. Candles, because you don't clean your house enough. Candles. Why change your sheets before guests come over? Light a fucking candle. There you go. That's your business model. You're welcome. It's free.
So she goes, I now give you the floor. Feel free to ask any questions. She goes, well, it sounds like you have your vision done, but what do you plan to sell these candles for? She's like, That is a great question. I don't have an answer. He's like, okay, and how much they cost? Let me get back to you. Do you know what they look like? I'm not sure. Do you know how many wicks they have? No. Are they made of wax? Perhaps. Let me get back to you. It's like, do you know what a candle is, Wendy? What is going on?
I know what a candle is. When the lights go out, you get it and you push the button and the light comes on. That is a flashlight, Wendy.
Okay. Of course I know what a candle is. They have about 5 of them at the video shoot. Those are cars. They don't even look like candles.
So then we go to Ashley. So Ashley's going to visit Uncle Lump and her mom and the whole family and the cousin that hates her guts, basically.
Yes.
She has a girl cousin. I forgot her name, but she just looks at Ashley like, every time they cut to her, she's just going like this.
Always shaking her head. And the reason why is she knows this girl cousin's like, oh God, Ashley's coming over. Let's see what's going to, either something's wrong with her butt or something's wrong with her vagina. And sure enough, Ashley's like, well guys, guess what? I've got a prolapsed uterus. It's like I've got a bubble in my vagina. She's just like, it's fucking Ashley, my stupid cousin.
I know. They're just trying to eat breakfast, right? They've got this big breakfast spread. They're all about to put an egg in her mouth. And Ashley's like, my uterus is prolapsed. You can see my insides.
They're like, thanks. Thanks. I think I'll wait to dive into this lasagna now.
And Lump, of course, is like, so how's the new nanny? Michael fucking her yet? What's going on with the new nanny? And she's like, well, you know, I never thought I could have an attractive nanny because that's a temptation for Michael. But turns out she's a saving grace. My perspective has really changed.
They're all looking at her like, you know what you just said, right? Like, you realize how you're totally modifying all of your behavior because he can't control his own, right? So, Sheila's like, well, you know, since we were graved in his mind that there are consequences, you know, and Lump says, well, you know, whatever happens in the dark comes to light. They're basically saying like, well, he better not cheat again, but we all know if he does, it's going to come out very, very easily because he's sloppy.
Yes. So then she's like, you know, he's 61, but he doesn't want to do real estate forever, but he doesn't want to retire. So we're going to be movie makers. They're like,
and they all,
everybody tilts all their head at the same time. <It's> like,
every single one, like, really? Movie makers in suburban Maryland. Okay.
Yeah.
So
and Uncle Lump's like, yeah, that movie making isn't even a cousin to real estate. You know, I mean, I remember when our kids were small, I couldn't even think of anything else because financially I just had to keep building. And she's like, we're rich. She's like, do you think I'm married? Listen, Uncle Lump, if it was up to personalities, I would marry a man just like you. Okay. I didn't. I married an old raisin. Okay. With lots of money. So don't worry about that, buddy.
Yeah, and she's like, yeah, he's financially pretty secure, and he's, like, pretty established in his career, and you know what? We're going to do it together. And, you know, he says, like, if you want to star in a movie, and everyone's like, oh, gosh. Like, it's we already don't believe your movie's going to be successful, and now having you as the star of it, we really are not sure this is a smart thing to do.
Yeah. Oh, Ashley. I wonder if the video she put out today was professionally produced by her new company. Because she put out that music video today.
It was just like a weird I only saw a snippet of it, right? Did you see more than the snippet that our friend sent to us?
No, I just saw that. It was like her lip syncing some song. But it looked like a real music video. There were dancers.
Well, it was
and
her
stuff.
Dancing. It's like Ashley dancing to some strange rap. And she's dancing really fast. But then it keeps cutting to Michael at the bar in slow-mo.
Sort of like, yeah, he's like the handsome guy checking her out while she's dancing.
Who's that prolapsed vagina over there? I can see her insides rapping at the club. Who's that? What is this like romantic interlude?
I don't know, but if anybody hasn't seen it, go watch it on Twitter and just read the comments. It's worth it for the comments. All the comments are like, what? Why? My favorite is, why though? Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and then we see, once again, they trot out the footage of her and Michael arguing at Oz a few years ago because she's talking, you know, they're talking about like, you know, going back into business with Michael. But she says, you know, now that I've had a lot of time to let that simmer, you know, it doesn't seem that super far-fetched to get into the movie business, which I don't understand that logic at all. And she goes, you know, there are a few cons, I'm like, there are literal cons. Like your husband is conning someone to give them money for this movie business.
Yeah.
But I don't understand how her experience with Oz has taught her anything about how to go into business with him. I feel like it's anything it should have taught her to just stay far, far away.
Yeah. So then we go over to Robin. I'm going to rent a warehouse with Juan. So they're checking out this warehouse space, and the lady who's showing it, Jessica, is like, hi, I'm Jessica. Welcome. She's like,
hi, I'm Robin, and this is my ex-husband/fiance. I know, it's confusing.
And the lady's like, okay, so I'll show you the warehouses.
She's like, welcome to Roll Up. I don't care. I don't even know you guys, but I'm already bored by this storyline.
I'm late at sometimes.
Juan's just angry because he thought there'd be fruit roll-ups there. It's just called roll-up. So Robin is taking advice from her life coach, and she's crossing off things off her to-do list, like getting more space for her embellished brand. And she has all these orders and everything. And they're looking at these rooms and spending a lot of money. And they're also over budget on the house that they're building. And so basically Robin tells Juan, like, you know, sometimes when you're coaching me, like, I want you to motivate me, but I also want you to drop the whistle because you do it and it makes me feel bad because you tell me that's not attractive.
And he's like, okay. And then they hug. But I like at the beginning of this, they're trying to have this, like, really deep scene. She's like,
I'm worried because I look at all my success and I think I just don't want it to come crashing down. And you just hear,
it's like some lady in the loading dock checking out her own package, and they just stare at her like,
everybody know this scene. Lady's ruining my scene.
Well, by the way, Juan's first reaction to her is to say, well, you should have had a baby girl, because then you'd be like softer or something like that. I don't know, it was a really weird response.
Well, they made it look weird because in the coming up on Potomac, he's like, you should have had a baby girl. And it's like, don, 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 what did he mean? But then in this scene, he's like, you should have had a baby girl. And she's like,
why? Because then you would have learned to be softer.
And he's like, yeah. I guess meaning like with the boys, he has to be harder. So he hasn't learned how to, you know.
He hasn't learned.
Coach a girl.
The softer side of Juan.
Right.
How to coach a girl.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now we go to, speaking of coaching girls, we're going to Candace at dance rehearsal. And she's rehearsing for the Drive Back music video, which will be shot later this episode. And everyone's going to be Fast and Furious chic because, get it? Because since the song is called Drive Back, because she always drives back, she's going to have a car theme to the video because cars drive. And that's how that works, you know? So
it's funny because she's also calling it Drive, but then she's mad that her husband plays golf all the time. Which also has a move, you know, your driver or whatever. So, you know, this whole thing is a mess. So she comes in and she hasn't really learned her choreography yet. And all the other dancers give her that really sweet, like, oh, we're being nice to the person who's paying for this. But then they are also giving her that, like, you know, box step side eye where you're like...
you can't follow the steps and we're just walking. So... Yeah. She's like, I don't know how to dance, basically. And so Candace says, you know, because I'm not a signed artist yet, I'm still footing the bill and I'm spending over $10,000 to shoot the video. And I want, you know, the label to know that I could be taken seriously as an artist, which is why I've decided to film this video in a parking lot with Karen Huger. I want to be taken seriously.
Yeah. I don't think it's that cheap either. How can you shoot something like that for $10,000? I don't believe it. Unless she's got everybody working for free, which maybe she...
I think the operative word here is parking lot in the woods.
That's true.
It's a lot cheaper than South Beach.
So then she calls Chris, and he's like, how's the dancing? I'm working. And she's like, the location? That's secured, right? Because we need to have at least 6 cars. That's done, right? And he's like, listen, I took care of it, all right? Jesus, I've got cooking classes.
Listen, there are 7 people who need to see how to make tuna salad, okay? And I'm doing that until 6 tonight, so just relax. So Candace says, I am completely devastated that Chris is going to miss the Drive Back video, okay? And, like, I just don't want to give my mom any fodder. You know, Dorothy just has this list, like, too late, I got it all, okay? I got all the fodder.
And he's like, listen, I can't stress enough. You have to be on time, all right? Because you only get one take and the sun is going to go down, okay? This is very difficult, which is why I scheduled to shoot at sunset, okay? We cannot fuck this up.
Are they fucking Terrence Malick? Why are they shooting at the magic hour for this video? What is going on? This is not like Days of Glory, whatever it was called. I mean, like, just... I feel like here's how they also save money, because they did not have to do a whole lighting rig for a night shoot. That's what I say. That's where they save money. That's why he doesn't want the lights to go. The,
do it in the daytime. Do it in the daytime and slap a filter on that, for Christ's sake. So, geez.
Shoot
so
a day to night.
Yeah. She's like, well, I don't like you talking to me crazy. And he's like, I don't think you realize who I am when you talk to me. You know, I'm your manager. She goes, you work for me. And he's like, oh, really? Well, if I say I have something under control, then you should be okay. Have I fucked up yet? Have I let bombs drop? Have I burned some salmon? Okay, I did burn some salmon right now. Mindy, I told you not to put the salmon in until I was ready. God damn it. I can't do it.
Damn it. Now I've got to start the duck quesadilla video all over again. So now it's time to go to the music video shoots, the day of the shoot, and Mia arrives first. And they're at this, it's a parking lot. It looks like it's like a parking lot for a park, right? Like there's like a rec center to the side, and there's a literal tractor going. It's like a Tonka truck. It's like a tractor that's just like mowing the side. It's like the least music video chic location they could have found.
I know. They just did. They just finished doing Karen's Welcome to Surrey video on that tractor. It's just the set for everything during COVID. So then the director shows up and Mia shows up and she's like, what is going on? I'm confused. So we get that Mia's going to be the one in this episode that's like, Candace is so unprofessional. Where are the brochures and who's going to put them in the middle of a table?
Yeah, she's like, there's no one in charge right now. And so people start, Wendy shows up and Wendy's like, what's going on? And then Giselle arrives in her version of Fast and Furious chic, which is basically to have a big, you know, mirrored visor over her eyes, which is like a weird, like Daft Punk-ish kind of thing. I don't know. I think for Giselle, it was a pretty strong effort.
Yeah, it looks like a sun visor that she's
for Giselle.
Pulled down over her head. So then basically it's everybody arriving. And Wendy's like, where's Candace? And she's not even there yet. Or her husbandger. And Mia goes, we're standing around a parking lot. I mean, not even a new parking lot.
Yeah. I think she has a point. It wasn't like nice asphalt that would look nice and look good on camera. It was like old, cracked asphalt. So Dorothy shows up and Mia meets Dorothy for the first time and she's like, oh my God, you look great. How old are you? And Wendy's like, no, we're not gonna, like, we don't need to know how old you are. You look 20. And she's like, my mom, if you said that to my mom, she wouldn't say, don't worry about how old I am. Worry about how old you look.
And Mia's like, oh my God, are you not proud of Candace? I mean, look at her. And she's like, it was in the works since the first grade.
And so now Candace arrives and she's like, it's all coming together. We just finished our auto body shop. Because remember, the song's called Drive Back. So there's auto body shop. By the way, spoiler alert about the video. I watched the video. We might talk about it on Take a Seat tonight. There is no scene in the video of her driving back to this guy. I just want to point that out for all this car talk. There's no scene of her actually driving to him. I think there's a scene where the two of them are driving in a car together, like a flashback. But she, there's a lot of, we'll talk about it. I have a lot to say. The creative vision was clearly not totally fulfilled.
Oh, so everybody's basically there and the director's like, we gotta go before the sun goes down. All right, so we just gotta find out where the cars are. It's like, there's no cars. That is exactly why I needed Chris here. There's no cars here. Can we do anything without the cars? What are we gonna do without the cars?
What are they gonna do without the Hyundai Elantra that was scheduled to show up? What about the Kia? The Nissans. We have so many Toyota Corollas. They had the most beautiful Toyota Corolla ready to go. Not even here.
Yeah, and she's like, they're literally the only prop. We're not going to dance with Camrys. I was told I was getting luxury. So she's trying to get Chris, but, you know, Chris is explaining, you know, why you wash your hands after you cut a jalapeno to someone in Ohio. So he's not answering.
And so she's freaking out. And meanwhile, Robin's like, is this where the video is taking place? In the parking lot? I mean, Roll Up looked better than this place. And Giselle's like, so all we needed was a parking lot? I mean, if all we needed was that, there were several parking lots back that way. She's basically like, why we drive all the way out here for a parking lot?
And Karen drives up and she's like, Auntie Triplewick has arrived. Mm.
And Candace's like, wait, is that one of our cars? And you just see the tractor just going around for a second lap around the side of the parking lot.
So Candace is practicing with her dancers, and Mia goes over and starts shit with the mom. She's like, so is Chris coming? And she's like, well, I don't know what's going on with that. I mean, he was at the house when I was there. I mean, I love Chris, but... She's like, and Karen's like, come on now. Come on now. Come on now. I'm not listening to this. I would not listen to you, bad girl.
Don't tell me. You know, unfortunately, I didn't want to hear any of this, but her mother is like a three-wick candle. Unavoidable. So, yeah, so then there's a short guy who, I don't know if the director or the producer or whatever, but he shows up, he walks up and he tells Candace, don't be upset, but the cars aren't coming. And Candace is like, why? He goes, I don't know, but we have to improv, we have to make it work. So, so now everything is in disarray. I for sure thought the cars were going to show up. So I actually personally was a little surprised. Well, one car, I saw there was one car, right? There was like one crazy car.
Well, I
saw that
and I was like, why are they making it look like the cars didn't show up, but we saw that race car, so maybe it was just like, that.
There was one race car, yeah. Which also did not thematically make sense in the video, but it's fine, you know.
Yeah, because they were saying they were going to race them like Fast and the Furious, but Fast and the Furious wasn't actual race cars, wasn't it? Wasn't it just like fast luxury
just
cars?
Annoying. You're just like annoying muscle cars.
Yeah.
Here's what the Fast and the Furious is. You go on the 170 highway in Los Angeles, and congratulations, you've now seen, you know, Fast and Furious 1 through 10 on that highway.
Well, that's what I've only seen the billboards over the years in L.A., but I've never seen the actual movie because there are just so many of those. And I was like, but I haven't seen the first one. Like, I have to be a completionist. Like, you really have to get the Fast and the Furious lore.
First one was good. I liked the first one. Second one didn't really love. And then I saw one that wound up with them dragging a safe through Brazil. I think that was F5 or something. And I haven't seen one since, but, you know. It's a very multi-layered franchise, Ronnie. And
apparently.
Yeah.
So Karen is talking to Dorothy and she's like, well, you know, he's a new husband. Give him a moment. You know, poor Chris, he's trying to do it all. And she's like, well, I just don't think that's a good idea for a husband to be a manager. And he goes, no, I tried that. And I said, honey, I do not need you to be my manager. I need you to be my husband who buys me businesses that I can pretend to be manager of. All right.
Yeah. Pretty much. And Wendy, of course, Wendy is getting mad because she feels like Mia's starting shit with Dorothy. And Wendy feels like I don't mess with people's families, right? And so then Karen tells us, Dorothy, Candace and I are just getting on speaking terms. And you're going to give me all this ammunition? Don't give the ambassador to Surrey County too much information because it might show up in a tourism video.
Welcome to Surrey, where Candace is not married to a loser because she lives in a different town. Visit Surrey.
So they start to improvise. They start using some of the women's cars because the women all have luxury cars. And Ascala has like a nice Range Rover and things like that. So Candace just like really doesn't want people to like talk shit about Chris, right? So she's just trying to like – she's surprisingly not having as much of a tantrum as I really thought she would. I thought she was going to be off the charts and she actually sort of kept it together. In the meantime, Mia's still talking to Dorothy and she's like, I have a question. Is Chris getting paid as a manager? And Dorothy's like, well, I think that's one of the issues. I mean, I he's not officially getting paid. And while they're talking about this, the other women are just talking. Ascala is like telling Giselle and Robin that Messy Mia is trying to start stuff up with I want to
say. Yeah, Ascala and Wendy, they have this really funny part where Mia's like, they hear Mia asking these questions and they both just split. literally split and run over to Robin and Giselle to tattletale. So Ascala's like, Messy Mia's here. She's asking if Chris is on the payroll. And Giselle's like, well, is he?
Yeah, I was wondering that question too, but Mia, you just met this lady, for crying out loud. Giselle's like, well, I am not mad. Mia, go get those questions. I want to know the answers.
Yeah. And so then Wendy's like, I don't think that Mia has met
what a tat,
Candace. So I would say tread lightly. Would be my advice. So then Wendy goes, runs right up to Candace and tattletales on Mia. Fucking Wendy.
Yeah.
And they all see her, and Giselle and Robin are like, come on, Wendy. Oh. So
Candace is like, well, because Wendy tells Candace, and Candace is like, she's saying that. She's like, I mean, just because your husband got you off the curb and is paying you a salary to be his trophy wife with the bubble lips and big feet does not mean you can come up in my business. I do not have time for this. Good night.
Good night. So they're borrowing cars still, and Mia goes up to Karen, and she's like, Karen offers her Maserati. She's like, listen, I would rather be by the Maserati than a single wick car. Can we just pull this one up? Pull it up. So Candace is still stressing about Chris. And so Mom is talking to Karen again. And she's like, well, I didn't expect him to quit his job the second they got married, Candace. And Karen's like, ooh, come here. She's like, he quit his job. And she's like, well, yeah, the restaurant went under. So, you know, now he's not working.
Yeah, and Karen's like, oh, this is a video shoot. Girl, get out of my face with this. Ooh, pass. And she starts singing Pass Me By, Gentle Savior. Karen's acting like she doesn't want to just, like, soak up all this gossip. She is loving all of this.
Yeah, and then they see the love interest, Rob Gordon, and everyone's like, oh, my God, he's so cute. And then Chris starts marching across the street. And they're like,
still oh dressed like a chef.
Yeah, they're like, oh my God, it's Chris. And Wendy goes, he still has the apron.
Like, wow, the guy from Craft Services looks pissed off. Did someone steal his sternos? So Chris comes okay, up so in his apron. Okay,
so this is a dun 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 part, right? It's a commercial. It's like Chris is coming across the street. So then we cut to commercial. And we get a Lexus commercial. Did you happen to catch this?
No.
I loved this. So we get a Lexus commercial that is Candace. It's Candace's video. It's this Lexus commercial with all these people dancing in a parking lot, in an empty parking lot. And this one has no cars, and they're just dancing really well, and the song's really good. And I was like, this is so shady of them to put this commercial in Candace's sad, low-rent community theater. We need to be dancing in front of someone's Range Rover commercial. Lexus just like totally dragged Candace across the floor with that commercial.
Like, this is how you do a suburban parking lot.
Yes, this is how you do it with no cars. Okay.
So we come back, and Chris is all angry, and Candace is saying how she doesn't need that energy. And so he goes up to the short guy. And the guy's basically like, well, from what I hear, they didn't get the message about the cars being on time, which is basically him saying, like, you didn't tell them that the cars have to be here at this time. And Chris's like, I talked to them literally at 12 o'clock this afternoon. Noon. What the fuck? It's like, oh, you were talking to Costco, weren't you? You were placing an order, and Costco was very confused.
And Candace is like, he is being an asshole, and I do not need this energy right now.
And he's like, I'm just gonna piss you off if I go over there, so I'm gonna stay over here in my recipe obsessed chef uniform. Robin's like,
doesn't he want to take that apron off?
And Dorothy goes, well, he wasn't home cooking, supposedly making money.
And Robin's like, well, you think he's getting comfortable? And Dorothy goes, well, he does some side gig, something unimportant. I mean, that's a big old house, but, you know, I'm not saying anything more about that. Basically implying that, you know, Chris isn't making the money to pay for that house. So Robin's like, is Dottie saying she's still paying for the house? I mean, is Dottie still paying off the mortgage? Oh, God, please. Now, Robin's shade is funny, except the one thing is I don't know if I want to hear it from Robin, because she's rolling her eyes at the fact that this is still going on when she and Juan's storyline has been going on for 7 years. So I'm not sure if I want to hear it from Robin.
Yeah. So, and also the getting a house above your means, right?
That's true too.
But it's anti-Candace, so I'm like, ha ha ha, you go, Robin.
No, it's still funny. Still funny.
Oh, so then the mom's all fake with Chris, because all is said and done. Everything worked out fine, right? So the mom's like, Chris, you okay? You need a hug? And he's like, I'm fine. I'm just fine. And Giselle's like, did you bring food? And he goes, no, I didn't bring food. And she's like, Chris, you are the chef, and you didn't bring us food. So you can't even do that right.
And now it's time for the women to shoot their part in the music video, which is they all have to stand in some strange receiving line, and then Candace comes up and hugs each one of them. Like, I didn't really understand what this had to do, or what this had to do with this idea of, like, the song is supposed to be that even though, like, you should leave this guy, you just drive back to them. It's like, and this will be illustrated by me hugging Karen Huger and Giselle.
Yeah, it's weird Wendy. Because they have it set up where she's like now in a parking lot and she's seen the love interest and he like winks at her. And so she goes to hug all her friends who are like, oh my God, he winked at you.
Hey, there's a hot guy winking at you. Go hug Karen Huger. It's like, that would be my instinct.
They do their weird little dance thing, and Giselle, God bless her heart, dances like she dresses. And that's a wrap, everybody. And then there's clown music playing while Candace is wrapped in plastic so she can maintain her looks.
Yes. And so then, although that plastic jacket does appear in the music video too. So then Chris, after the break, so Chris goes up to Candace and he's like, hey, I got a message that there were no cars, but clearly there are cars here. So I came in all hot, like, there's no cars, but there's cars here. So it's like, in a weird way, he's trying to sort of say, like, why were you so mad at me? Because you figured out cars. But it's like, she should be mad because you were supposed to have the sports cars here, not Karen Huger's Maserati.
Yeah, and she hugs him, like she climbs up on him, and she's like, I'll kill you later. Right now we're pretending we're in love so my mom doesn't get a point, you know?
Yeah.
So then Mia's just like giving kind of dirty looks around, and then Giselle leans over to Dorothy and she goes, well, I did say that Chris was riding her coattails, and she said that you were the one who said that. And Dorothy's like, thank you, Giselle.
Thank you, you get it. So then Chris keeps saying this, like, you good? Because I was coming in hot, you know? And Candace is like, I just want to revel in the moment. And, you know, Chris fucked up. And, you know, I don't know if moving forward, if, like, I can have him as my husbander.
Yeah. And the mom's like, it went great, Chris, really well. And then she goes, sometimes things don't always fall into place, Chris, but you still make it work. You've got mom power to help keep it going. And he's like, oh. Like hard blink.
Ugh. Yeah. And that was the end of the episode.
That was it. Another fun week. Glad that we finally got to see that video. I was just dying to see that.
Yeah, it was. I really enjoyed seeing that scene. And I'm excited for you to watch the actual video and see how it all comes together.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, everybody, thanks so much for being here. We'll see you tonight at Take a Seat over on Spotify Green Room. Go sign up. It's free. We'll be there at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Okay?
Bye, everyone. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels. Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better Than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the Wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We're letting the catlet out of the bag. It's Lily Catlet.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel. It's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coo.
Luigi.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.